Hi everybody, this is a recap again. We continue with a repetition of what we did before, but I want to make sure everybody want to join in can kind of find a way to join us. And as I explained last time, we're going to explain some of the most important subject tonight, which is basically the foundation of everything that we teach here on Vital and everything that has to do with Telenomen examination. And I'm going to read first the Hebrew. V'tam ha'chiyuv shel dalat ha'madargot. Rav Ashlag has revealed to us that every desire is built in stages. There is stages to the desire. Ki ha'ratzon lekabel anal, inu nechlaf techef im itpashtut ha'or me'ashorosh. If we talk about some force that's called the endless, that force that all what we know, there is bore, meaning creator, an essence of the creator, then the endless, and what we know about the endless, that there is no end there. When that light extends from the endless, outside of the endless, that means that within that light that extends out of the endless, has a different, I don't want to say personality, but a different intelligence, that's the word, a different intelligence, because if it would be the same, it's where it came from, and it should stay there. Somebody's crying in the back. And so when something is coming out of another thing, it has to be different. Otherwise, it will stay in the same place. Is that clear for everybody? Clear? Is it clear? So we call it itpashtut me'amatzil. Itpashtut me'amatzil, spreading out from the emanator, not a ted, tor. So if something coming in spirituality, that's not physical, okay? So make sure you remember that. If something left something, that means it's no longer part of the original form. It's now a new thing that's being created. וכל עוד שלא נכלל בו שינוי הצורה הזאת של הרצון לקבל, זה ודאי שעדיין מבחינת מאצילו. What make something go away from here to there? A developing of desire. There is a desire. Otherwise, it will be emanator. So now emanator, that means a force of giving, and the extent of emanator to give become emanated. So how from that come that? That means if something leaving that, even if it's a light, and light is the most fine things of giving, even within that, there is some type of desire. ולא בחינת פשוט הנתקת ויוצאת מהציל. כמו כן לא יוצא שום הבדל זולות איזה שינוי הצורה. Tell us, Ravash, like the only way in spirituality there is different shape and different form is only שינוי צורה. שינוי צורה translate in English into this affinity. When it's a perfect affinity, you don't see the difference. It's one. This affinity, it's two. Okay, you remember that. That's spiritual rules. Again, it's not physical rules. That's why the brain has a difficult time to grasp it. אמנם כל כמה שהם גילו לרצון הזה בכוח הנאצל, גופה אינו עדיין, קבעו בנאצל. כלומר שהנאצל צריך להשתוקק, קבלת השפע. Now, we are teaching here about desire. The first aspect of desire. Not desire as we know it. I want water, I want tea. We're talking about desire. The first desire that was created. The original desire that was created. Meaning if you have a force of giving, everything is giving. Now within everything is giving, we take a part and we tell that part, you will become the receiver. Do you understand? That itself is the all creation. So whenever we talk about creation, we talk about the first creation. What was the first creation? Creation of desire. Creation of desire. So if you want to know what happened first, people want to know what happened in the beginning. What happened before Genesis, before God, before everything. What happened? Desire. Creation of one thing, desire. Why? Because if there is a force of giving, something want to give, you need to create something that will receive. Pretty simple. Now, the personality, the intelligence of that receiving force has to go gradually to become a true desire. Because if I tell you I want you to receive the candy that I want to give you. You are now receiving it because I told you. You're not receiving it because you want it. I need to develop it into a level where the true desire comes from the receiver. The true desire doesn't come from the giver because the giver want to give something. Is that clear? Yes? Did you get the last one? Not so much. Again, when you give a syrup, you have a child, give them a syrup, they're coughing at night. Are they wanting the syrup? The answer is no. You are the one who giving them the syrup, but they are the one who receiving it. That type of receiving is not a true establishment of desire. It's a beginning of desire that you force them to receive because you want to give. Do you get
because
that?
They need it.
Because?
Because they need it.
No, because you think they need it. They didn't say, hey, we need it, we need it. You think they need it, and that's why you give them the syrup. So because the giver want to give, the receiver has to receive. Syrup situation, very simple example. Mother take the syrup, open your mouth, take it in. How much desire the baby has? Zero. How much he receive? 100. 100% of what the mom want to give him, he receive. How much desire he has for it? Zero. Zero desire, 100% success of fulfillment. So meaning, if the endless want to give, it's very nice. So because the endless want to give, he creates something that will receive. But that receiver doesn't have an intelligence of receiver. It's just a container that forced to be received because the giver wants to give. Is that more clear? So we are here to discuss how desire came about. How many stages, how many levels, how many steps until the desire came from a point of the light want to share or the endless want to share to the receiver saying, I want it on my own. No, the baby wake up in the morning and say, Mom, where's the syrup? How do we go from stage nothing into something? Because everything, remember, if you don't understand that part, that's the beginning of everything around you that exists. Whatever you see, it's a desire. It's a form of this microphone is a form of receiver of desire. Everything around us is a receiving. Everything. All what you're watching is a receiving. And that receiving is thirsty for the light to say, I want light. The reason we look different, human, animal, minerals, vegetables, table, chairs, all this, it's a form of what type of receiver you have. So the chair have a certain amount of receiving, the table have a different type of receiving, the phone, the thing. The only difference is how you receive that energy, that frequency that called the light. Very simple. But internally, what the light we receive is the same for everybody. How we receive, how much we want to receive, how strong we want to receive it, that's defined by each individual. Nothing bad or good. It's just different. Just different. Okay? So, Rav Ashlag is teaching us, when do you call a desire a complete desire? Only when it's coming from the emanated point of view, not from the emanator point of view. From the emanated, not from the emanator. To make a difference, to make sure you understand, my English emanator is the force of giving. Emanated is the force of receiving. So, if the all receiving is happening because the emanator want to give, it's not yet the establishment of desire. If it's going to process, and in the end, you get into a point where the emanated say, I want, that's a true desire. Here we have to discuss and study what is it take to establish a true desire until the container, the vessel, the receiver, the emanated, whatever name you want to call it, come into a conclusion, come into an understanding. I want and I own what I want. I really want it. Okay? What do we need to go through? That's what Rav Ashlag is sharing with us. So let's see. We need to get to a place, Rav Ashlag, להשתוקק לקבלת השפע. We need to go to a place where we have passion and strong desire to receive all the fulfillment. שעד נפרן שנגלה הרצון לקבל בכוח הנאצל גופה. והנה ההשתוקקות הזאת אי אפשר שתהיה לה רק בעת שאין בו השפע. When is the time that a true desire been established? What need to happen? What is the first rules that need to happen for a desire to really happen? What do you think? What do you think? What need to happen for a true desire to happen, especially when you talk about, you know, human or container or whatever you want to imagine? What need to happen?
They shouldn't want to receive?
No, no, no. We don't talk about like, oh. I mean, but it's got to be happen something there that now you said, I have a desire. What need to happen?
You have to be empty.
Exactly. You got to be empty. Got to be empty. You got to be totally empty, Sir Ravash. Like, be'en she'en bo ha'shefa. En klum. Nothing. This whole thing, now, how much desire you have? 100. So, wow, so many lessons happening from here. So many lessons. A lot of time, you know, we are running, fulfilled with this and that. Are you empty? Are you empty? And sometimes when I have to coach people about, you know, whatever, business or life or relationship, I'm checking all the time how empty they are. You know, how empty they are. See if I have to train a group of 40 people in cell, you know, people want to know, how do I know which one going to make it and which one of that? Usually, desperation give birth. Inspiration, 10% of the time give birth. If you inspire, usually you basically die on waiting on some hope, somebody knock on your door. Desperation, remember, look at every part of the history. Desperation give birth like that. Why? You're empty. You have no choice. Your life is on the line. The life of your family is on the line. What do? You're desperate. Now what do you do? Oh, I want it all. I want it all. But you don't have desperation. The force that moves you is not strong enough. It's good, but it's missing. Now, who want to get into desperation? Nobody. Do you want to go with no food, no money, no, nothing left? God forbid, it's the most scary thing. But there is either you wake up from that and say, I want it all, or either you go to the street, you become a beggar. What happens when you become a beggar in the street? You refuse to be desperate. You look for one source of fulfillment, which is the goodness of the heart of other people, and you're no longer desperate. So your bar expectation go down, and then you are inspired again. Between the poor people, they say, I met that guy, let me tell you, get me a sandwich. And you're happy. Why? Because you change from desperation to inspiration. Never gonna have a dream. It happened in a relationship too. Relationship. I see that people, women here tonight, so, but sometimes women too get too excited about the wedding and the thing and the decoration and I don't know what else. You know, they want to be inspired. You got to get into a place of desperation, then you're drawing into your life, if you change something here, because if you're desperate, you're going to also draw something desperate into your life. It's called the laws of affinity. But I want to say you're going to be empty. Face it. Empty, 100% empty. Can you be empty? Can you empty your mind that you don't even know your name? You don't even know you're on this planet. You don't even know not anything, and let the flow of the answer come down. Fortunately, the ego don't let you. You always know something. But to get into a place I don't know, the flow. And so the Talmud. Talmud is the section of the section called Barachot. Barachot means blessing. The easiest section of the Talmud called Barachot, blessing. In that section, the Talmud teaches us, Yelamed Adam Atzmo Lagid Lo Yodea. Person should teach himself to say once a day, I don't know. Once a day, you have to find when you're going to say it. I don't know. But mean it. When you say, I don't know, you are now empty. When you're empty, oh, now you're talking. So the true desire can only happen when the vessel, the container, the emanated has nothing inside. Why? Because we come with the conclusion that before the tzimtzum, before the contraction, it was fulfilled. Those of you remember the story of creation. The story of creation is very simple. First was a force. That force is a force of giving. The force of giving create the force of receiving. The force of giving was fulfilling all the force of receiving, and everybody is happy. Then comes the tzimtzum. Why the tzimtzum? The contraction. The contraction means basically the vessel gets empty from light, and now the vessel has a chance to really want the light because they don't have. Not want the syrup or the light. Why not? You know, there is people, I don't know if you meet people who say why not too often. Either they're clinically depressed, you know, a person say why not, either clinically depressed, or I don't know what the story is. It's called I call them Wonderland people. Wonderland people never come into a place of really drive to, I have to make it. People like this make it the life. We call them mediocre. They make it, they pay the bills, they make money, this, that. A good relationship, okay relationship. It's okay. And I see that a lot of time people drive toward that. It's become people's goal to become okay. I'm okay. People tell them they're proud of it. Are you doing okay? I'm okay. You're not desperate enough. Be desperate, then you will never be just okay. What's your goal? How is the highest bar of your expectation for this year from your life? I want to know about it. Tell me. Get disappointed with what you want to achieve will be better than lowering the bar and getting what you want. People have no expectation of themselves. Nothing. It's okay. Raise the bar. Double it up. Sometimes people hire me and tell me, I want to hire you so I will make more income. So I have this guy who came to see me 2 years ago. So he was making, let's say, I'm just saying number, under 1,000. He said, I want to make next year 125. So, I look at him and say, good, good, good. I say, double it two times. So what do you mean? Two times, 250. Let's close on 250. So if you hire me, I need 250. If you don't make 250, we're wasting time. He look at me, it's weird, eh? So the year end, and he made 160. And he was hungry for more. What if his expectation will be, I don't know, 130 or 140? And he make it 160, what happened? He's now fulfilled even for this next 6 months of the year. Do you understand what you follow me or I lost you? Desire is the core of our existence. I'm here to teach you how to be greedy. No, I'm here to teach you how to have desire so you can get what you want. You end up with the wrong people in your life, with the wrong partner, with the wrong money, with the wrong business, because you stop wanting. You give it up, like the poor man in the street. You give it up. You lower the bar of expectation and you move on and say, enough. The Talmud teaching us, the verse goes like this. אפילו חרב חדם מונחת על צווארו של אדם. Translation, even if a sword is on the neck of a human being, אל ימנע עצמו מן הרחמים. He should never stop asking for mercy. The Talmud teaches us a story. There is a sword, and the person, they take him to kill him, and they start cutting the neck, and they see the blood coming out. The question, when do you stop asking for mercy? Sword. It's over. What are we doing here? No. Alim nats mumin arachamim, said the Talmud. Never stop desire mercy. It seems like you should. It's stupid. No. The only thing that's running this universe is desire. But you have to learn how to control it, what you're doing. If your desire is small, you're going to run into people with small desire. Might be okay, might be not, but okay, so what the first thing? Empty. Empty.
How do you empty?
Good. It's not a practical class, so I'm not going to answer that, but think about it. I mean, this is on Monday. You should ask me this on Monday, I will answer. This is more the deep understanding. It's a good question. It's a good question. Very good question. Show that you understand it. כי רק אז ייתכן שישתוקק על רב אופן שיתגלה בו מכוחו עצמו, הרצון לקבל. The reason the wisdom called Kabbalah, Kabbalah, because it's Kabbalah mean to receive. So this wisdom is teaching you the concept of receiving. So, that true desire cannot be revealed itself from the receiver point of view until it will go empty. And then those container of receiving are complete. That's what Rav Ashlag telling us. Again, we are talking here before creation. עוד אחת צריך שדע, another thing you need to know, זה רבה. כל התפשטות האור מהמעציל כמו שכלולה מבחינת הרצון לקבלה כבור, ולכן גם מבחינת הרצון להשפיע. Try to imagine our creator. From the creator, the endless, come light. That light within it has a desire to receive. Otherwise, it will stay with the creator. Make sense? If a light which is all sharing, coming from a place of which all sharing, if it's only sharing, it will stay there. But because there is another DNA within that light, which is desire to receive, that's why it extends out of the creator, out of the endless. Just you don't have to understand, take it as a law, okay? Something that left something, it's different. If it's different, there is desire to receive. So what is the light made from? The light made from desire to receive and desire to give, both. Both, because light is always giving. And you continue. Why, you should ask me, why desire to give? Because it will, if it only have desire to receive, it will create this affinity to where it came from. You follow me? This affinity, because if you say that the light that left is only have desire to receive, then they can't be one. If you say that it's only sharing, then it should stay with the creator. So it's have both in it, yeah? ונתן לי בהבחינות תבחיות צורה, שהוא פירוט גמור חד ושלום. כי הבחיות הצורה הייתה מרחיקה אותם זו וזו כרחוב נזר, כבר לפרה מוכרח, כל אור מתפשט, צריך להיחל גם כן מבחינת הרצון להשפיע, שיהיה קריבת צורה בין המעציל לנאצן. For that reason, every light is sharing and receiving. בשעה שמתגלה בנאצן הרצון להשפיע הזה, נמשך לו אור גדול בציבור חוסת להתאורות, הרצון הזה, ואור הזה מכונה בכל מקום, אור תחסדים. I'm about to explain to you something new now. Now, every time, that the force that's called the light is awakening that need to share, it creates a very powerful light, that the name of that powerful light has a name. It's called Or de Chasadim, light of mercy. You must remember the name, light of mercy. Then what is the name of the original light? It's called light of wisdom. Names. It's a language. אמנם התפשוט האחד והמציל אשר רצו לקבל כלול בה, ואולי נקראת בכל מקום אור דחוכמה, אור העצמות. So again, the original light that came directly from the endless, called אור דחוכמה, light of wisdom. The light that come because of sharing or giving, אור דחסדים. And two of them are together. שחור את בית בינוי אורות האלה. תראה שהאור הבית הוא עוד החזים שפל הרבה מהאור האחד שהוא הרחמה משום שנמצא לגברות ותאורות הנאצל כוח עצמו להיות רוצה להשוות צורתו עם האציל וגם אותו לבחינת הרצון להשפיע. אז רבה שלך, you need to understand what is exactly עוד החסדים come from? What is it? What is עוד החסדים? What is light of mercy? Light of mercy coming because the receiver want to give to. Question is, why would the receiver want to give? Because the receiver is made from what? The receiver made from light. What is the receiver made from? Light, right? I mean, what was the original force to begin with? Creator, endless light, so it's light. Now the light created something that will receive. So within the receiver, there is a DNA of what? Of giving. Yes? You with me on that? You good? So because of there is a force of giving, now I want to give. But your intelligence is to receive. I can't help it. My DNA, my original DNA is giving. I never want to receive. I was created to receive. The endless created me to be a vessel. But my DNA is giving. I'm light. I'm light too. You are light and I am light. You are light that give and I am light that receive. That's the only difference between us. So what is the emanate that the receiver does? want to give. Once I want to give, I draw different type of light. I draw a light called Or de Chassadim, light of mercy. The other light we talk about, light of wisdom, is coming from the emanator point of view, when the emanator give light. That pure light, it's called light of wisdom. The other light coming from the receiver point of view, light of mercy. Question? It's important that you remember those two lights. Oh, I thought we were going to finish the four phases, but it's still we didn't start yet. So much wisdom. So light of wisdom is higher than the light of mercy for one simple reason, because the light of wisdom is coming from the emanator point of view, and the light of mercy coming from the emanated point of view. Now we're going to go over the four stages. The reason we need to study those four stages, four letters of God, four letters of this, everything is four. The four stages is how the emanated came about to become emanated, or how the vessel came about to become vessel, or how is the receiver came about to be a receiver. Yes? Good. כמתחילה מתפשט האור, so it's stages, you have to memorize that, quite important. מתחילה מתפשט האור ויוצא מהמציל כאן מבחינת אור דה חוכמה שהיה רצון לקבל בלבד כלול בו. First thing that happened, the light leave the emanator, and the light that leave the emanator as within it only desire to receive, say to us. Like, weird, right? Confusing, because we think light is only given. But the light that left the emanator has within it a desire to receive. בלבד כלול בו וזוהי בחינה א', we call that stage one. So what is stage one? Stage one is when the light left the emanator, okay, and there is only light of wisdom. אחר כך מתגבר באור הזה בחינת הרצון להשפיע. We don't talk yet about vessel, it's still only light. Then this light that came from the emanator that has only a receiving aspect in it is being awake or מתגבר, strengthening itself with a desire to give. And that desire to give, awakening a new light called light of mercy. Let me repeat it again. First, a part of the light from the emanator come out, within it there is desire to receive light of wisdom. Then the same light called light of wisdom want to share now, that create light of mercy. והתגברות זו נבחן לבחינה ב' we call that stage, stage number 2 ואחר כך מתפשר אותה חסדים הזה התפשטות גדולה that this light of mercy is make a greater force of giving that we will explain it later, say Rav Ashlag, and we calling that בחינה גימל, we calling that the third phase. So you need to remember, he does, Rav Ashlag doesn't explain it here. The Bchina Gimel, the third phase, is continuation of the second phase. Okay? So again, first phase is light of wisdom, force of the emanator, want to give. There is a creation of, let's say, a light that come out that we didn't desire to receive. That light, want to give, light of mercy. Then, I want to give everything I have. That's third phase. And also light of mercy. אחר שיצאו נתגלו ג' לבחינות האלה במלואן, אז חוזר מתעורר כוח הרצון לקבל הגדול בהתפשטות א'. After those three stages took a place, then what come back is the strongest desire to receive, that include where? Include in התפשטות א', because התפשטות א' meaning when the first light come out of the emanator, we call it התפשטות א'. If the first light comes from the emanator, what do we say happened? Desire to receive. Yes? Desire to receive. But the first stage was desire to receive because I told you to take the syrup. It's not because you want it. It's because I told you. So how much did you receive? everything I want you to receive. How much did you desire it? Nothing. In stage four, I'm now awakening the original desire that meant to be my desire so I can receive it. And now, the stage number four, I'm receiving light of wisdom. The same like the first stage. The difference between first stage, I didn't have desire for it. I was just pointed to receive it, but I wasn't in a place that I wanted, from my point of view. וזהו תכלית השלמות של קביעת הרצון לקבל בפרצוף, ונגלה מבחינת השתוקקות. And these four stages are helping us to understand the totality of what is desire. כלומר, בשעה שלא היה אור החוכמה בפרצוף, לא תחזים, דיינו אחר בחינה ג' הנעל. What happened? Why is the fourth phase so important to receive? Because in first phase, which is all the level of chokhmah, or the first stage, you have the totality of the light. Because within the light you create a receiving force. So it's unbelievable. But it's not because the emanated want. It's because the emanated was forced to receive. And of course, he will receive everything. It have to go to two more stages. Stage number two, I want to give. Stage number three, I'm giving everything, which is chassadim. And stage number four, now I want everything that I meant to receive from stage number one. But now it's by my choice, by the receiver choice. When you understand those four stages, you understand of everything in life. Everything. From A to Z. So life, the blueprint of life is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. All the time. שהייתה לו לנצל מצוות להשתוקקות לקבלת האור החמה, שההשתוקקות הזו קובעת בו את הרצון לקבל. This lust, this desire of the light of wisdom, this passion, is truly what define the רצון לקבל, a desire to receive, ומשלימה לו את כלי הקבלה. And it's complete the what we call the force of receiving. So if you don't go to those four stages, you never establish a true desire. So let's try to understand it Rav Brandwein style. Rav Brandwein style is, he says, it's almost like building a building. First, you got the idea of a house. You want to build a house. What is the idea? Doesn't have any form, but it's an idea. Do you have the full idea in your brain? Absolutely full idea in your brain. 100%. Now you want to come and take the idea and express it. What do? You start making a blueprint. Stage number two. Number three, you're buying all the merchandise and this and this and that and start doing, putting things on the field and doing whatever it did. Stage number four, you complete the building that was in your mind in the first stage. What's the difference between one and four? No different. It has to be the same. One was here. Four was on the ground. Do you follow that? And everything in life has to go to four stages. Four stages. The first stage is not your free will. Come to your mind. Second stage, blueprint, arranging. Three, buy merchandise, this, fight the field, do the thing, nails, hammers, this, that. Stage four, going back to stage one. מה שלא היה כאן בהתפשטות א', ולפרח אין כלי הקבל השלמים אלא בחינה הדלת הזאת. So you don't have a true receiving until you reach the fourth phase, or the fourth level of receiving. המכונה גם כן התגברות ב', we can call it התגברות, strengthening, second strengthening. The first strengthening is in the second phase, because what has been strengthening? That means the emanated, the receiver by itself, built some new idea. In the first strengthening, which is the second level, the Netzal, the emanated, wanted to give. That's come from the receiver point of view. In the second strengthening, the emanated want to receive. Both of them have their own personality. The one and three, no personality. One is the endless told me I have to be a receiver. Okay. No personality. Number three, what was it? Second stage, want to give. Okay, I'm going to give. No personality. I have no choice here. Funny enough, You're going to like it as women. You know, the first stage and the third stage called male, the second and the fourth called female. Very interesting, right? Very weird. That's what one called it pashtut, one called it gabrut. It pashtut meaning it's just spread out. There's nothing there. It gabrut, strengthening. Strengthening. Strengthening number one, strengthening number two. So, look where he's taking us. So the fourth phase is the only place where the Tzimtzum takes place. So the contraction, when Rav Ashlager, the Ari HaKadosh, say that the strongest desire of the receiver had to go to a place of restriction, to a place of contraction, to a place of reducing of the desire, Tzimtzum, only happened on who? On the fourth phase. Why did it happen on the first, second, and third? Because there is no true desire there. There is no test for any human being if it doesn't have a true desire. You know? Everybody can arrange life to be better, do this. But the true test for you, when you want something in a category of four, and you can say tzimtzum to yourself, you can say no. If you say, today I did tzimtzum on myself, I didn't climb the mountain. Do you have desire to climb mountain? No. Do you climb mountain every day? No. So what tzimtzum you did? There's no revelation. You say, today I didn't have sugar. Do you usually have sugar? Yes. Do you have desire to have sugar? Yes. That's very nice. You did tzimtzum. Then the level of desire is to be checked. So, what define people? When you want to define people, you want to know who they are right away. Don't think. How much desire they have, and how far they can say no to that desire.
Tzimtzum means controlling your desire?
No. Tzimtzum means contraction, meaning like, I explained it last week with the camera, the shutter, that telling you how much light will go into the film. So that's called tzimtzum. So tzimtzum means I'm contracting, I'm lowering the desire level. Lowering the desire level. So because we talk about what happened in the endless, so you say that in the endless the tzimtzum take a place. Where exactly does the tzimtzum take a place? Wherever there is the strongest desire. So the only strongest desire that we accomplish to understand happened, it's only in the fourth phase. It didn't happen a real desire in the first because no free will. The light said receive. Second stage was I want to give. Third stage, I'm giving everything. The fourth phase, I want it all. Again, what I used to have in the first place. That's the only place of desire. So the tzimtzum, the contraction, the restriction, the not elimination, but reducing of desire can only happen where there is a true desire. The only place where you have a true desire, fourth phase. Yes. For that reason, you always have to, if we talk about people, you know, talk about people, the only place where you have a true work on yourself, if we talk spirituality, is in a place where there is a true desire. If you don't have desire, what's a big deal? I didn't do it today. Somebody say, I didn't do something today. Do you usually do it? No. I didn't rob a bank. Do you have a desire to rob a bank? No. Did you have the capability to rob a bank? No. So there is no tzimtzum there. So what are you proud of? What are you proud of? You know, so a lot of time people come with some flag that they did something amazing. Ask them, tell me about your level of desire. Then tell me about your capability of completing and fulfilling that desire. Then I tell you if you did tzimtzum today or not. So accomplishment is only equal to your capability and desire. Capability meaning am I capable to do it? Do I desire to do it? That's it. That's how it works. You know, that's how it works. I'll give you a story. I think it's coming from Rav Brandwein as well. I didn't hear it from him. I didn't see he wrote it, but I heard it from somebody who said he wrote it. And this somebody lives in Jerusalem, so hopefully I can trust it, but it doesn't matter, the story is still good. Try to imagine this situation. $1 million cash on the floor, your office. Four type of people will represent the four category of people, okay? The first person come in, he say, oh my God, who left this money, $1 million? And he hide it, and he put a note, whoever wanted this. The other person come, and he want to touch the money, but he can't. So leave it alone. The third person look at the money, is going around, being so nice, giving it, trying to do something with it. The fourth person take the money home, tell his family how beautiful it is. Then at night before he go to sleep, he said, you know what? I can't sell my money. He go back and he put it back in the office. Only one of them represent the fourth phase. Who is the fourth phase?
The one who took the money back.
Exactly. Why? He was capable and he desired it. He wanted the money, that's why he took it. He was capable to take the money, that's why he took it too. And he was able to, that's called true tzimtzum. If you don't go to true tzimtzum in your life, don't consider it like achievement. There's no achievement there. Achievement can only happen because I see a lot of time people giving credit to themselves for things they did. When I asked them how difficult it was to do it, no problem. How much desire you had not to do it, I never had desire.
What's the benefit of going through tzimtzum?
It's great. You ask a lot of good questions. Wonderful. It's not so practical here, but I will reveal to you. When you go through tzimtzum, you can elevate yourself to become like the light because you no longer want. But you have first to want it and being capable to want it, and that's what makes you like God. What is God? You made from God too. We all made from God. The chairs, the table, we're all God. But within us, they gave us the strongest desire. I mean, if you take, there's four categories of creation. Minerals. What is minerals? The first phase. Yeah, you want me to be here? I'll be here. Mineral cannot run. Stone cannot go travel to Africa for me. If we take it, it go whatever you do. Then come vegetables. What is vegetables? Second stage. Yeah. I'm here to give oxygen. Then the animal is already like, I want to share, I want to give, I want to do, I'm sharing. But it's reflex. There's no free will. Then come the human. The human is already prina dalet. Fourth phase. Human have the strongest desire, can destroy, can build it, but has choices. That's how only as a human is a test. You cannot be tested until you become a human. That's why you can be a reincarnation in animal, reincarnation in vegetables, stone. Why do you reincarnate so low? Why you don't continue being a human? Because when they gave you a desire of a human being and you didn't use it properly, you have to go one step down. Not it's all the punishment because you couldn't handle the desire. So what they give you, they become a dog. Become a dog. At least you don't want that much from life. You know, you have a little food, a little bit treat. Go outside, come back. Then you can handle that. You can become a celery. Celery is good too. Become a celery. What is a celery? At least in the soup and this, you're going. Then, wait, it's too much desire. I can't control that. Can't control that. Okay, become a stone. What's your free will? What? Nothing, but whatever I tell you, you become. Now, does that mean that those four also divided by four? The answer is yes. I can't go into it right now. So with each, the first one has 1, 2, 3, 4. Second one has 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody. So it's many categories. Can we categorize people like that? You can, but it's not going to be so correct, and it's not nice also. It's judgmental, you know? But of course, people, nations, ideas are divided to four categories. So when people have a small desire, they're nice. People with no desire are the best people. But there's no test. There is nothing going on. They're never going to be tested. You know, they're kind, they're nice. eyes always open and welcoming. Oh, love you, la 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 la, amazing. But you take with person, you inject into their soul strongest desire ever. Tough to stay good. But every one good thing they do, they consider a righteous. Now you know who's a righteous. Righteous person is a person who have the strongest desire, strongest capability to do wrong, and capable not to do it. Now that's a righteous. Most people think righteous is a person who doesn't want nothing. I don't want nothing. I don't want the test. Righteous is the worst desire. If you think, when you look at somebody righteous, oh, what a holy, righteous person. We think, oh, this person never thought about receiving. No, that person is great because they think only about receiving. And they're capable to say no, all they know to themselves. They do tzimtzum, no, 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 no. That's what makes them powerful. So a lot of time people get disappointed. They find out that story, this story. It broke apart. That person couldn't handle. The desire won. You understand what I'm saying? The desire won the person. He exploded. But to begin with, the desire was there. It's good enough. He did 5 years. He did 10 years. He did 12 years. He did 20. He did 25. How are you? After 25, he was going after the desire. Because what do you get when you do tzimtzum? You don't get. When you do tzimtzum, what do you get? You don't get. The only thing you get is the ability to control your desire, but you don't get what you want. There's tremendous. So, person with the desire, you know, yes, is running all the time on empty, don't want, that's their achievement of life. So when you hear about tzaddikim like Rabbi Akiva, who achieved the highest level a human can ever achieve, so Rabbi Akiva reached a level when he talked to his body in a third form. He didn't talk to his body like his body, he talked about it like somebody else. You know, he reached that highest level that he understood that the body itself has the strongest desire. I said, body, I'm going to take you to eat in a second. He said, talk to his body as a different person. He said, I'm studying right now. I will take you to shower soon. Not right now. Please don't bother me. Then he go back and he study. But that's Rabbi Akiva. We're not in that level. That's when the Roman kill him and they took his skin off his body, he only feel the first minutes of pain. And when the student comes to tell him, Rabbi Akiva, ad matai, zot Torah vezo schara, is this the Torah and that's the reward for the Torah? Look at you. They take your skin off. He said to his student, go away, snake. Go away, snake. Which means he told his student, I was waiting all my life to pass this test of having the desire to stay alive and all this and that. And now I'm being in the middle of the test. That's the greatest moment of my life that I really can push. That's why he lived until under 20 years. And that's why the Ari said it is the highest soul ever came to the world. Nobody can pass Rabbi Akiva. And they ask in the Talmud, what about Moshe Rabbeinu? Say Moshe was one level below. So they ask, the Talmud ask, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw the future, he said to God, you have somebody like Rabbi Akiva, you have somebody like me. Why am I giving the Torah to the Israelite? Let him give the Torah. He's higher than me. What is God's answer to Moshe Rabbeinu? Weird answer. You're not going to like it. He said, shtok. You know what shtok means? Shut up. Shut up. Kach ala b'machshava. That's the way it was arranged. Weird answer. Nobody knows what's going on there. This is what the Creator wanted. But if you understand Rabbi Akiva, highest soul ever. Heaven. So when you go to the grave in Israel of Rabbi Akiva, you need to know where you're going. There's nothing higher than that. So you are actually, when you go to Israel, Teveria, people... And I think that's what his gift. He was worried that people respect him too much, you know? So they make it like this, that the shul is important, the synagogue is important, the mikveh is important, the ice cream shop next to it is important. You skip it. And that was his gift from God. What about Moses? Nobody even knows where he's buried. So you can never respect him. Those people did tzimtzum in a level that how can we get to a place that we receive nothing? But to begin with, they have a desire. It's not worth a thing that you say no when you don't want it. Did you understand what I'm saying? What did you achieve? You accomplished nothing. First, you got to want it all, and then you say, and you wait on that. That's why people who, for example, doing a diet, food diet, and they're capable, that's the hardest thing, to have a bite from an ice cream, put it back. That's an achievement. Why? You don't want to know why? Because when you fulfill yourself with the flavor, with the taste, now you have true desire. You have true desire, now the tzimtzum begin. If you didn't even go for it, for that reason, the Talmud write, מקום שבעלי תשובה עומדים אין צדיקים יכולים להתקיים. A place where people try to change. Standing in heaven, even a righteous person cannot get closer. So the Talmud says, how can that be? Righteous people to people who did a lot of bad things, but then they change are higher? How can that be? Very simple. Because the people who did a lot of bad things has all the desire and temptation of everything. For them to say no to what they're familiar with, that's an achievement. A righteous man, if he never tests a test of the sin, he can never be tested at. So there is no tzimtzum, no restriction. There's nothing going on. So always appreciate when you see people with a strong desire, what people call wicked or playboy or whatever name you want to give them, don't judge them. Because those people, if they change, they are higher than you. Higher than you. Because their level of desire is higher than you. If they twist it, they're way higher than everybody else. But that's why sometimes, you know, Rabbi asked me, why are you so excited about those weird, no good people? I said, those people, that's the future. This is my future. What am I going to get? Yeah, they know what's going on there. They know the temptation. They know the stealing, the thing. If they change, there is a rabbi in the Talmud. It used to be a thief, actually. Used to be a thief. And a lot of the halakha, the Jewish law, go by him, by the way. And I would like to encourage you to read about him. I took my family to look for his grave for 4 hours, five or six even. Couldn't find it. His name is Rish Lakish. Every time you're falling down, you say Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish was a person who reached the highest level. Just to let you know who he was. He was a, what do you call those people that fight in the arena?
Gladiator.
He was a gladiator. He was a thief. It's not even nice to mention what's written there. But read about it, Google, it's in English. Just read, who was Rish Lakish? And you will be shocked. Okay? The way he met his rabbi, you want to know how? His rabbi was doing mikveh at the Jordan River. His rabbi is considered one of the most good-looking men exists. From a distance, he thought from the face that his rabbi is a woman. So he was, as to arrive to that, the rabbi, who being a tzaddik, read his mind. And as he came out of it, he was so disappointed when he arrived. So the rabbi said to him, he was very strong, he was very big. He said, Kochacha leoraita. Your true power is spirituality. Torah. True power. And if you want, I'm here to help you. And if you agree, I will talk to my sister and you guys are going to get married. And that's what happened, by the way. They continued that way. It's a very sad story because in the end, he died. And I cannot tell you how he died because you should read it. You will be shocked from the story. So Rish Lakish experienced everything. Something that we cannot even dream in 20 lifetimes to experience. Every sin you can dream about, he did it all. He did all of them. That time. For him to go cold turkey, no. And then become a rabbi. That's the people we appreciate. Unfortunately, we live in a society that if you hear somebody has too much desire, too much things, something is wrong. No, the opposite. Those people, if they transform, they're the highest. Never get excited if somebody who's too good. Sorry to say it to you. Nice, good, thank you. There's nothing going on to begin with, so there's no, you can't reveal anything there. It's just nice. Born nice, die nice, nothing happened in between. But the one that born with so many issues and transformed them, not enough just to say, I have an issue. That's also nothing. You have an issue, you have this, let's change it. If there's no change, they are worse than the person who's even kind. Because they couldn't control desire, so you know where they're going next lifetime. Dogs, cats, celery, mineral, because they couldn't handle their desire. You know the future of those people. You know where they're going. There's no point to set them as a human being if they didn't know how to maintain their desire. Very simple. Somebody cannot control their sexual temptation. Somebody cannot control the food thing. You have to know that desire was giving it to you for a reason. For a reason. Can you do tzimtzum on the one thing you cannot do tzimtzum on? What is it? You know? And then, of course, how do you know what's right, what's wrong? You go to the Torah. And the Torah gives you rules. What do you think? The Torah has 365 things you cannot do and 248 things you should do. Why they cannot do? They can do is the 365 of Tzimtzumim. You're supposed to have 365 Tzimtzum. 365 behave of Tzimtzumim. So you don't do this, you don't do this. This is Tzimtzum. So you don't just don't eat food and you think you're getting light. You don't get light. Your body will look better. That's it. But let's say kosher food. So for example, 365 of the thing has to do with kosher food. So you see a lobster, the lobster look at you, shrimps is there, look at you, eat me. You feel desire to eat it. You couldn't control what the Torah tell you not to control. You couldn't do tzimtzum on what you're going to do. But if somebody never ate shrimps and lobster, like me, I never ate it, so I'm not getting light for that. I don't even know what it is. It disgusts me even to see sometimes in a party this thing hanging on a cup and going around and people are happy. What is this thing? What's going on? People eat those and there is make noise. I don't like it. I don't like it. But it's then I don't have the test in this area. You understand? That's not my area of the test. I have other area, you know? Gotta work in the other area. Every person has to go by the mitzvot and see, okay, what's my weakness? That's where you need to work on. It's not so complicated. Some people get jealous. That's your area. Anger, definitely the area for most people. Anger is a big, big problem. Dangerous. Gotta work on that. It's very difficult. Very difficult. Ego. Work on that. Work on that. You know, stop saying I, say we. Change from I to we. Work on that. In tune. You are maintaining control. Maintaining control. You know, so a lot of time people become athletic and this and this. That's not the goal in their life. You want to know the goal of their life? How many tzimtzumim they're going to do? While you are an athletic, what did you meet? You know, it was I'm trying to remember who it was. I was very impressed and very touched in basketball. I don't know if it's Omri Kaspi, but it was Yom Kippur and he didn't play. And he could lose his job, and I think he lost his job. He didn't want to play on Yom Kippur. The entire reason he came to this lifetime was for that night. He's not here to become famous. That was not his goal. That wasn't, nothing of this was his goal. That's one thing. One night, that was the test. He passed, he did Tzimtzum on the area he was supposed to do. So, the Tzimtzum created a self-discovery. Because now, you look at your strongest desire, and now you can maintain control. Most of us can control our strongest desire. It's controlling us. Some people enjoy shopping. The Torah doesn't say not to shop. So you don't do anything wrong. But did you, as they say in the Talmud, in the section of Shabbat, the first thing a husband or a father need to ask the family on Shabbat, on Friday night, is certain. Did you give tithing this week for whatever money we make? Did you give first question? Before Shabbat start, before he start the kiddush, say, put the isarten. Meaning, did you give money from everything? Idlaktem et haner. Did you light the candle? Ifrashtem tachala. Did you take a piece from the challah when you bake it? If the answer yes, 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 you can do kiddush, no problem. Otherwise, what you eat, or what you buy shopping, is part of the tithing. That's against the Torah. So you don't do the tzimtzum of the tithing. Every Jew has to give, not just Jewish, every human being has to give 10% of what they make. It's not the tzedakah, it's not charity. It's a must. It's not like, let me do you a favor, I give you 10%. No, nobody a favor. What is 10%? How many sefirot there is? 10! 10 sefirot. What is the last sefira? Malchut. What is Malchut? Pchina Dalet, the fourth phase. What do you know with fourth phase? Say no to it. Say no to this money. It's poison. I don't want it in my life. I make $100,000, $10,000. Take it away from me. Poison. Now you have room for more. Now you achieve your goal. What about beggars in the street who made $5 a day? Has to give 50 cents. That's the law. Beggar? Yes, has to give. Every human being. What about somebody who has a bar mitzvah? A boy, just a child, has to give 10%. People have no idea that the 10% is not kind of a manners, a nice, let me give you a check for charity. No, no, get rid of it. Because that's your tzitzum of your money. But some people are cheap. They can't. I can't give. What is it going to be next month? What? Maybe if you give, you will have next month. Stupid. You think the people of the Talmud, the people of the Mishnah, the people of the Torah was giving that law. Just random, 10% is good for the temple. No. No. For you. To do the tzimtzum on your money. I just want to finish that part to see if I finish it. Yeah, finish it so we continue. Next time we're going to explain more about the four phases. We're going to go on the four phases of about 3 weeks straight. Thank you very much for coming.